To be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The disciples told their story of what had happened on the road and how they had recognized Jesus at the breaking of bread. They were still talking about this when Jesus himself stood among them and he said to them, "Peace be with you." In a state of alarm and fright, they thought they were seeing a ghost, but he said, "Why are you so agitated? Why are all these doubts rising in your heart? Look at my hands and my feet. Yes, it is I indeed. Touch me and see for yourself. A ghost has no flesh and bones, as you can see I have." And as he said this, he showed him his hands and his feet. Their joy was so great that they couldn't believe it, and they stood dumbfounded. So he said to them, "Have you anything here to eat?" And they offered him a piece of grilled fish, which he took and ate before their eyes. Then he said to them, "This is what I meant when I said, while I am still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms has to be fulfilled." He then opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, "So you can see how it is written that the Christ would suffer, and that on the third day he would rise from the dead, and that in his name repentance for the forgiveness of sins would be preached to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses to this." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
It's always frustrating to witness an event without knowing what it actually means. From our own experience, we know the difference between having the experience and knowing what it means, between an event and an understanding of its significance. Jesus himself made the distinction between those who see and hear and those who perceive and understand. Being part of the event is no guarantee that we understand it. As T.S. Eliot observed, we can have the experience but miss the meaning. In today's Gospel, we see how the disciples cannot make sense of Jesus' recent death, nor can they make sense of what's going on when Jesus appears to them. When Luke writes his Gospel, he writes it to strengthen the belief that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. He has his own way of doing this, and he comes to the story of the resurrection. He chooses to describe Friday and Easter Sunday. By themselves, the disciples cannot arrive at an understanding of what is going on. They need the risen Christ to uncover the meaning of all that has happened. Luke demonstrates this dramatically in this evening's Gospel. The two disciples of Emmaus have returned to be reunited with the assembly of Jesus' followers. Luke tells us that the two disciples told their story of what happened on the road and how they recognized Jesus at the breaking of bread. But the question remains, can the assembled disciples actually make sense of all that has happened? And the question is soon answered by Luke. While the disciples are still talking about his appearances, Jesus comes among them. And rather than rejoice in his presence, they are alarmed and frightened. They think that they are seeing a ghost. They are unable to make sense of what is happening in their midst. They're not able to make sense of the recent events that have happened in Jerusalem. By itself, the appearance of Jesus does not open the disciples' eyes. It didn't do that on the road to Emmaus, and it doesn't do it here. Jesus appeals to the disciples' sense of touch so that they can see what they are touching. He appeals to their reason. A ghost has no flesh and blood. But it's only when he tells them what he was about, when he opens their minds to the understanding of the scriptures, that they come to believe in him. By interpreting what has happened, the risen Christ draws the disciples out of their confusion. The disciples cannot do that themselves. They have to be helped in their understanding. Only the risen Christ can take the disciples from mystery to revelation, from confusion to understanding, and this is his Easter gift. In this new understanding, the disciples become witnesses, not just eyewitnesses to what has happened, but witnesses to the meaning of all that has taken place. So when Luke tells of the preaching of the early church in the Acts of the Apostles, like Peter's sermon that we heard in the first reading, the evangelist shows us that they disclose the meaning of the death and resurrection of Jesus. In all this, Luke shows how the understanding of the early church is firmly based on the teaching of the risen Jesus. That is their unique authority. The way of understanding the church today is based on the unique experience of the first disciples. We'll always be indebted to them for their insight and their courage. And happily, they didn't keep the new experience to themselves. They didn't hold on to their new insight, but they shared it with anyone who had ears to listen. The first disciples turned their new experience into a message of good news for all people. Every generation must make that message of Jesus its own and pass it to others. It's a message enlivened by the witnesses of generations of Christians who have continued to live their life in the name of Jesus. We keep that message alive by giving it away. That way, the gospel never dies. Luke's report of the Last Supper and the meals that Jesus shared after his resurrection unveil for us the significance of the Eucharist. Having shared a meal with his disciples, Jesus now uncovers for them the significance of what was written about him in the scriptures. So too, our celebration of Mass is an encounter with Jesus through the Word and through the sacrament of the Eucharist. As Jesus commissioned his disciples to be witnesses to what Scripture foretold, our celebration of the Eucharist commissions us. Like the disciples, we are sent to announce the good news of Jesus' forgiveness of sin.